True story. Something happened some years ago in a village. I think I was still in Cote d'Ivoire at that time, in Ivory Coast. There was this young couple, and then the wife was to give birth, and then at the hospital, the doctor, they said they could only, like, I don't know how you call that, to open the, is that also surgery? They should open the, you know, in French, it is called caesarienne. So, but the amount of money they were asking for was too much for that young couple. And from nowhere, nobody knows how the inspiration came. This young man took his motorbike, went to the nearest sanctuary of the Virgin Mary, parked the motor, looked at the Virgin, and said, come with me. Enter the motorbike. And then he drove back to the hospital, said, come with me. Come in front of the, you know, the wall and say, my wife is inside here. She is to give birth. Please go inside and help her too. And this woman gave birth without the intervention. The doctor could not explain how it happened. By growing up in the in my village, you hear many stories like that, where people, through the intercession of the Virgin Mary, say a lot of things that happened to them. If you hear some of them, if you don't have faith, you will think it is not true. But then the Virgin Mary is very present in our life. And as we heard today, nothing will be impossible for God. Today, we celebrate something really, truly beautiful of our Mother Mary. It is God preparing a home for his son before he came into the world. That home is Mary. And the mystery we celebrate, the Immaculate Conception, tells us that from the very first instant of her existence, God preserved Mary from original sin. Not because she earned it, but because God is always the first to love, the first to act, the first to give grace. This feast is not only about Mary. It is about God's way of saving us. It is in the first reading from the Genesis, we hear of humanity's fall, the wound of sin that touches every one of us. Yet even there, in the midst of failure, God whisper a promise. I will put enmities between you and the woman, and between your offsprings and hers. Mary is that woman. Christ is that offspring. The story of salvation begins long before we ask for help. God is already coming towards us. St. Paul, in the letter to the Ephesians, reminds us that God chose us in Christ before the foundation of the world. Mary is the first to receive this choice in a perfect way. But she shows what God desires for each of us: to live in grace, to be holy, to walk in his light. And then we hear the gospel of the Annunciation. The angel greets Mary with a title that explains today's feast: Hail, full of grace. She is full of grace, not just at that moment, but from the very beginning, when God asked her to welcome his son. She responds with the most beautiful yes: let it be done to me according to your word. Because grace opens the way, freedom could respond with love. Because grace opened the way, freedom could respond with love. But this mystery touches our life too. Mary's Immaculate Conception tells us something essential about God. He never waits for us to be perfect before he draws near. He works quietly in the hidden places of our lives. Long before we notice, he prepares the soil before we plant anything. He opens paths before we take a single step. Even my friend here, he agreed with me. So he responded. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, as we journey through Advent, Mary invites us to believe again that grace is always stronger than sin, that God's initiative always comes first, and that our little yes, even imperfect, can allow his light to enter our world. So we ask her, Mary, conceived without sin, pray for us that we may say yes to God with the same trust, the same simplicity, the same freedom. Amen.